Hello, church family. This is the first of many shorter messages that Pastor Steve and I will be recording for you all. Our thought is that during this time that we're not meeting together at the church building, we'll provide some short messages and readings and prayers for you all to listen to so that we can stay in contact with you and so that you'll have a little extra spiritual support, something we could all use these days. Of course, we'll be calling you too, and please feel free to call either of us whenever you need anything, even if you just need to chat. We'd love to hear from you.
When the Largs NAS leadership team met back in January and decided that our 2020 vision statement would focus on hospitality, health, and holiness, we had no idea how soon it would be before hospitality would be a challenge and the whole world would be facing a health crisis. But in the midst of any situation, and especially in the midst of challenging times, we're still a church that preaches holiness, holiness that changes the way we think and act. We talked about that in last Sunday's sermon on holiness, but as we go about our daily lives right now, it's easy to see that there are a lot of folks who are thinking fearfully, thinking of themselves, thinking that they better get theirs before somebody else does.
And thinking fearfully and selfishly leads to acting fearfully and selfishly. And so we see empty shelves at the supermarket, but we also hear people say that they're not concerned about the virus because it won't affect them very severely. And so they think they don't need to worry about following the advice of our public health officials. And in both of those cases, people are thinking only of themselves and not of others who might be in a more vulnerable position.
But followers of Christ are called to think differently and to act differently. We're called to love our neighbors as ourselves, and so we ask what effects our behaviors might have on those who are most at risk if they get infected with the coronavirus. And so we change our behavior. We wash our hands more often. We stop having our Light Bite Community Cafe and even cancel meeting for worship on Sunday morning. Not because we're fearful, or because we're panicked that we're all going to get some deadly disease, but because we want to do everything we can to protect those in our community for whom the coronavirus might be very serious, even fatal. And so when Jesus tells us, "Do not store up for yourselves treasure on earth," well, right now that applies to toilet roll and hand sanitizer and pasta and potatoes, because these things are in short supply for those who need them. And they're in short supply because folks are thinking and acting fearfully and selfishly.
Over the next few weeks, let's make sure we think of others and act accordingly. That doesn't just apply to our shopping habits. It applies to everything that we do, even though we're not able to do a lot of the things we'd like to do. If you know someone who's confined to their home, give them a call. You'll be surprised how it brightens your day as well as theirs.
Help out wherever and whenever you can, and follow the latest recommendations from the government, the NHS, or other authorities. If we all work together, we can get through this as quickly as possible and with as little damage as possible.
We'll be sharing ways that you'll still be able to worship and pray and learn with us, to hear sermons and messages from your pastors, and to give your financial support so that the church's mission continues even in these trying times. We're praying for you, and we ask that you pray for us and for the friends and family in our congregation, for our community, our nation, and the whole world as we try to find our way. We love you, and Jesus loves you, and we'll get through this together.